This episode is brought to you by Tranquil Path Financial Planning. Britta Kepf is a dedicated special needs financial planner at Tranquil Path Financial Planning. Britta's personalized approach in fee-only planning ensures unbiased, tailored advice. Britta specializes in retirement planning and addressing the unique financial challenges of families with special needs kids anywhere in the United States. Navigating government benefits and long-term needs planning can be overwhelming and stressful, but with Britta's guidance, families find clarity and peace of mind. Secure your family's future with a compassionate and knowledgeable partner. Contact Britta Kepf at Tranquil Path Financial Planning for personalized financial planning that meets your family's unique needs. For more information or to contact Britta, visit tranquilfp.com. That's TranquilFP.com. Welcome to the Autism Dad Podcast. I'm Rob Gorski. As a single dad to three amazing autistic kids, I've been the go-to global resource for autism parenting since 2010. For the past seven seasons, this podcast has provided parents with education, connection, resources, validation, and hope. This season, you'll hear from parents just like you, as well as my own kids, who will offer their unique perspective on what it's like for them to navigate the world as young autistic people. I'll feature experts from across various relevant fields, from parenting and education to therapies, nutrition, self-care, and more. So join us each week and connect with people who get it. You can subscribe on any one of your favorite podcast listening apps. And for more information, to be a guest, or learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit theautismdad.link. Real quick, before I jump into this week's episode, I just want to share with you guys sort of the reason that we're doing this one. My oldest son, Gavin, is 24. He is autistic and is transitioning into his adult life. So he's got his own job now, and we're looking at housing opportunities for him in a very, very near future. And, you know, for the most part, he's living a very independent life, even though he's still living at home currently, right? But there are times where things come up that are problematic for him, and he still needs help with things. And we had a situation recently where something like that arose, and he needed, you know, he called for help, and we were able to address it and work through it. And I wanted to kind of talk about that with him today, because I think there's a lot that we can learn from, you know, how our kids, even our adult kids, react to things in their environment and things that happen to them throughout the day. And while it doesn't necessarily make sense to me, like I may not react to it that way, it doesn't mean that he won't, right? Just because it doesn't make sense to me doesn't mean it doesn't make sense to him. So I just wanted to kind of preface that before we jump into the interview and I introduce Gavin and we talk a little bit about what went on and what we learned from it. So just keep that in mind. Thank you all so much for taking the time to tune in. I really appreciate it, and enjoy the interview. So on this week's episode, I'm sitting down with my oldest son, Gavin. Gavin is 24, going on 30, and he's here today because we want to talk about a situation that we kind of dealt with recently, and I thought it would be helpful to better understand kind of what goes into how he thinks about things and how, you know, better understanding that can help me to be better support for him. And then, you know, Gavin's very big on educating people and helping people to better understand so they can be more supportive of their kids. So thank you, Gavin, for taking the time to be here today. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you have to say?
Yeah.
I gave you a really good introduction. You're just like, Sorry. Oh, am I still here? I forgot.
it's been a while, so I guess you could say the nerves kind of got to me moment.
That's okay.
You know?
All right, so let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it was about a week ago. Well, by the time anybody hears this, it's going to be
It will be a week.
We don't have to be exact.
Yeah, time. I know.
But
I do like to be excited.
All three of you guys do. I respect that. But we don't have to be super exact because I'm not sure exactly when this will air. But you were at work.
Yeah, I was actually coming into the parking lot at my job.
Which we're not going to say the name of it.
Yeah, no.
Okay. But I was out to breakfast with Grandma and Elliot. Mm-hmm. And I get a call from you.
Yeah.
And I almost never get calls from you
when you're at like your day service or when you're at work.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'm a little bit worried. And so I answered the phone and you were very upset.
I was furious. Not happy. I was furious, but I was more shocked than furious. Like I was like panicking with a little bit of just raw anger mixed into it.
Okay.
It was just a big mix of emotions.
So you were overwhelmed would be
I was overwhelmed would be the better thing. Okay. To
well, the way
say.
You described it is fine.
Yeah.
I just was trying to make sure that like I understood it. And I think summarizing that as overwhelmed for me makes sense. And as long as it makes sense for you, then that's good.
Yeah.
So it took me a minute to kind of figure out what was going on because you were more upset than I think I've seen you in a while. And you were kind of in rare form.
Yeah.
There were some F-bombs.
Yeah.
And some other words used that we will not mention today. They were all used correctly, though. So kudos for that. You know.
I mean, I didn't even realize I was using them right.
Oh, yeah. You were laying them down. You were laying them down. And I mean, that's okay. My concern at the time was like, I was like, Gavin, are you at work?
I was in the break
room. And you're like, I'm in the break room.
I was in the break room. Like, everyone was downstairs.
Well, yeah.
I know.
Well, I was just like, Gavin, they could probably still hear you. like you gotta, we gotta like chill out. Take a breath.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about what got you so upset?
Well, I was with my driver. My driver was driving me to work because
that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my driver was pulling into the parking lot of my where I work, my job. My phone, which has been recently been replaced, was at 21%. And that's only like 3 hours with the battery life left, usually. That's what it says in the battery section of my phone.
Sure.
And it went from 21% to 2% in a blink of an eye. Like, I just blinked and it was at 2%. I was just like, oh, what the heck? What the heck?
So why was that so upsetting for you? Because, like, I think... go ahead.
There were many reasons to why I was upset. You know, I'm on my phone quite a bit most of the day. It's like my main source of entertainment when I'm not at home and I don't have like my TV or something. And just in general, you know. But I also use my phone to take a picture of my schedule for the week after. So I can send it to my drivers and I can send it to my day services.
Yeah.
Plus you also need my schedule for the week when this happened at the time as well. So
yeah, because we're looking at the housing interviewing providers. Yeah.
But I also like to have my phone battery life high, especially when I'm at work, in case I get an emergency call so I can answer that, you know. And personally, I wasn't thinking about that at the time. That kind of just like came into mind later on as I calmed down.
Yeah.
But it was a schedule thing. It was, you know, my phone's my main source of entertainment. And the fact that this happened, plus I also watch videos while I'm eating lunch, because lunch is a little bit boring without it. It's usually just me in the break room as I'm eating lunch.
Okay.
You know, so I have to entertain myself in some way, shape, or form. And it just really caught me off guard. It was just a really weird thing to happen. Like, I never experienced this before. This was a first. And so I was just flipping out. Like, I was so confused.
You were definitely upset. And I guess one of the things that I was trying to figure out was like, well, Gavin, like, you're working. What do you need your phone for? And then you kept sort of rattling off something about your schedule. And I was like, just write it down.
Yeah.
But I think like you were so overwhelmed that it was hard for you to problem solve that.
It was
in the moment.
I was, how do you
be careful with the,
yeah,
don't touch the wire on the mic.
How do you rationally and reasonably, especially for an autistic person or someone with some form of mental disability, the broader statement, process that, like, how do you reasonably and rationally process that?
Well, I think for some people they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Right. But I also had, because I told you that I wrote a little post about this, right? Mm-hmm. That, and explain kind of what happened. And there was a lot of like neurotypical people, like, mm-hmm, just parents, whatever, saying like, gosh, like I'd be freaking out too if my phone died when, like, I needed that. It. Yeah. And so it just got me thinking, like I wanted to have this conversation because you and I were kind of talking about this, mm-hmm, and we thought it could be a teaching moment for people.
Yeah.
And just better understand why you were so anxious, why it was so overwhelming when it was something as simple as like your phone battery was dead. Who cares, right?
Well,
but to you, it was a big deal.
Well, yeah, because it's not that my phone battery died. It's how it died that was causing me to freak the heck out.
Yeah.
Like going to 21% to 2% in the blink of an eye, like literally I blinked and went from 21% to 2%. That's not a normal thing for, mm-mm, phones.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And we were aware that there was a problem.
We were.
And we were using this next week to sort of kind of test it out and try a couple of different things. And clearly, they didn't work.
It did not work. I expected it to happen. I just didn't expect it to happen literally the next day.
Yeah. So
I guess I should have been more prepared when it came to that.
I mean, aside from the choice of words,
yeah,
and even the volume that you were, you were expressing your discomfort and frustrations with, I think, I mean, you're allowed to be upset about things. We just have to be,
we
have to be aware of our environment.
Yeah.
And how, like, my concern for you was, well, you've got to work. If you're this upset now, like, I didn't know. I mean, you were there. You had called me and it was like 20 minutes before you were supposed to clock in.
Yeah.
So you had time. I didn't realize that in the moment. And so I'm thinking like,
I had
to like leave the floor or something like that.
No,
and like, I didn't want you to get in trouble.
No. I would not allow I don't go down into the floor until it's time, until it's 9 o'clock. That's when I clock in.
Right.
You know, I was not going to put myself in that sort of position. So clearly, after I was done talking to you, I was going to take some deep breaths. I was going to talk to myself and just
calm myself
down, because I was not gonna really throw myself into the floor in that sort of state.
I think that's a responsible decision.
And at the end of the day, I subconsciously knew that I was gonna push this to the side anyways, because I had to put my job first.
Mm-hmm.
And I
that's to, not easy to do.
Well, when I'm at work,
mm-hmm,
when I'm in the building, I'm waiting for my time to clock in. I basically go into what I like to call a slow burn work mode.
Slow burn work. What? Okay.
So basically, I slowly transition from home, like I'm at home, chill out mode, to work mode.
Okay. Okay. Slow burn. I like the way that you word that.
I can be really clever when it comes to wording things.
You can be, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is a biofeedback-based video game platform that teaches kids to emotionally self-regulate. This leads to a significant reduction in meltdowns and parental stress. It's backed by science out of Harvard Medical and Boston Children's and has helped over 100,000 kids. For more information, visit theautismdad.com/mightier. That's theautismdad.com/MIGHTIER and use the code theautismdad22 to save 10%.
So can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
So what was, when you called me, mm-hmm. were you looking for me to fix it?
No.
Or were you looking for me to just like help you work through it?
I was mainly calling you to.
Or just venting.
Well, the main goal of the call was just to ask you if there's any way you could put the $100 claim on my phone so we can get it replaced.
Okay.
And I guess I didn't really, in the moment, I did not realize just how upset I had gotten by the time I was mm-hmm. calling you until you started talking to me and was like, oh my God, I did not realize how upset I was.
Well, and also you were talking on your watch because yeah. your phone was dead. So that made it a little bit, I think, harder to understand too. So there yeah. was a lot of like mitigating factors. And we weren't on the same page right away. And it took a minute to try and figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
But like, so ultimately.
Yeah.
What did we get figured out?
We had to put the $100 claim on my phone mm-hmm. and get replaced mm-hmm. or order replacement. You know, you said it would arrive at between like Friday, which was already the next day, to Monday at the latest.
Right. And you told me, and I mentioned to you that, you know, I'll see if I can, because you have to have information from the phone itself,
mm-hmm.
but I was able to pull that stuff up
mm-hmm.
And file the claim for you while you were still at work, while I was still at the table eating breakfast.
Yeah.
And you said that you didn't mind waiting, even if it took a week, as long as you knew that the problem was going to be resolved.
Yeah.
Is that... So that it's just, so you know the problem will be fixed, you're okay waiting?
I'm okay with waiting because I can deal with it. Now that I know that this stuff can actually happen,
mm-hmm.
I can actually find a way to be a little bit more prepared for it when it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing that I was going to get the replacement would put my mind a little bit more ease, because if I didn't know that, or even if I was told, like, as I got back from work, like, if I was told, so even if you didn't come to work, you and Elliot didn't come to work to let me know about this,
mm-hmm.
and you just told me when I got home, just knowing that would have just put my mind at ease.
So you don't need, like, the quick fix. You just needed to know that it was going to be fixed.
Yes.
Okay.
There was no quick and easy fix for any solution in real life.
Okay.
Despite people wanting there to be a quick and easy solution.
Yeah.
The best solutions are the ones that take time. We're talking a year, maybe 3 years, maybe even 5 years.
So you'd have been okay waiting 5 years for your phone to be fixed?
I'm not that long. I'm just referring to real world problems.
In general.
In general.
Right. Not 5 years necessarily, but
no.
that sometimes it takes time.
If I had to wait till Monday,
it'd have been okay.
It would have been okay. I was like, yeah, Monday.
Well, okay.
I'm okay with that. As long as I knew that I would get my replacement, that's all that mattered to me.
Okay. So we talked for about like 15 or 20 minutes, and you sort of calmed down enough. I was like, you know, you need to go deal with,
yeah.
you gotta go deal with work. I'll look at what I can do on my end. And so we finished breakfast, and Elliot and I were going to do some running around because the kids are getting their temps. So mm-hmm. we were going to the BMV, and so it was like, well, let's just stop by work for Gavin and just let's make sure that he's doing okay, and then let him know that mm-hmm. you know, your phone has been ordered, it should be here the following day. And you actually got an upgrade, which was really cool because you got a much better phone.
Oh yes.
Yeah, he's smiling. He's real happy with that. Better for gaming, right?
It's a slight improvement,
it's a big improvement.
Well, it is a big improvement. You know, it's not like perfect improvement, but you know, even a slight improvement or a big improvement, I'll take any improvement.
Yeah, you're like
any improvements.
Yeah, you're like 3 or 4 generations newer now.
Yeah,
and
I'm only like 1 or 2 generations behind now.
Yeah, so yeah, you did. Like, yeah, you got a S22 Ultra with 512 gigs of storage, and
yeah,
that was a big boost over your Note 10, and you know, it was for $100, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you paid for that yourself. Like, I took care of it up front. You ended up paying for it yourself,
yes.
Which is, I think, very responsible for you, because you're looking to start taking all the stuff over for yourself as you are moving out and taking on your independent life. The one thing that I will say, so Elliot and I stopped by to see you at work, and we were there for probably 15 minutes trying to find you, and I didn't want to ask anybody because I didn't want you to get in trouble. So we just kept looking like we were aimlessly wandering all the aisles at this place. And the one time we must have passed the aisle that you were in, I don't know, like 5 times. And then the last time it was like, oh, there he is. And so I took some video of like walking up on him just to see what his reaction was, because I don't think you would ever expect us to.
No.
Because it's like way out of the way for us.
Well, I turned around. I saw someone holding up their phone at me and was like, who the heck is this guy?
Yeah, well, you could see it in your face, because it was like you were puzzled for a second, and then you were like, oh, really? So
you had Elliot doing like the mad scientist, like tapping his fingers together.
Well, he did that all on his own. But we stopped by to make sure that you were doing okay, and you had already moved on. You said that you were still sort of upset about it.
I was still upset about it, but I just pushed it to the side for the time being.
But it wasn't affecting your job performance.
No.
In fact, you got reviewed that day, didn't you? You got evaluated at work?
It was...
Your team?
Yeah, it was audit. It was an audit day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you did pretty good?
99% throughout the entire store.
That's
not just people in my department in general.
So that's good though.
That is good, because I can actually use that when I get a raise this coming 4th of July, because once 4th of July rolls around,
you're going to go ask for a raise.
No, I'm going to get that raise regardless, because I'll be working there for a year.
Oh, but you can get a little bit higher.
I can use that
leverage
to say, hey, we got this amount of percent, so is there any way I can get a little bit,
bump it up a little bit,
you know? And I'm not picky, you know. If I get that bump or not,
it's still a raise, and it's still a job.
It's
that, like, you're doing yourself.
I love my job.
Good,
because I work at a retail store. I won't disclose the name, but like, I work at a retail store, and just a little small interactions with the customers, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, is a treat. And it is just one big unpredictable ride. And I love the unpredictability of it all.
Cool.
Because you never know what's going to happen during the day. Like, literally anything can happen. You know?
That's true.
Well,
that could be good or bad.
I don't care
Black Friday.
Well, it's
that was a little stressful.
That was overwhelming, because
I'm just teasing you.
But I get it. But I could take the unpredictability of my job over the absolute predictability that was me being stuck in a house for 10 years. Any day.
Yeah,
because that was so boring.
And for those of you out there who are new, you know, Gavin had a lot of very serious health issues that you were pulled out of high school your freshman year.
Yeah, my first literally after my first day.
No, it was like it was inside the first quarter.
Okay.
But you were constantly being hospitalized, and it was just, you were immunocompromised, which was still relatively new,
mm-hmm.
and you were having the autonomic crises where you were crashing and you were in the intensive care unit, or you were yeah. admitted and spending a week at a time sometimes, and it was just it was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare,
and it took about a decade ish for. And those health problems have largely resolved themselves.
Yeah.
And now you're in a place where COVID has resolved enough that you can be out in the public.
And I still take a little bit of caution. Like,
sure.
I actually buy a small thing of PRL that I can actually hook to my belt.
You carry it with you. I've seen you whip that out to sanitize your hands.
Well, it's mostly when I'm like... picking up a piece of trash and I'm taking care of that. Or just I sneeze and I take
better
care
be
of that.
Safe than sorry.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah. Better be safe than sick.
Yes, most definitely.
So if we kind of walk away, like what the takeaway from this is, mm-hmm. is two things, I think. Mm-hmm. One, for the parents out there, mm-hmm. I think that just because your kids become adults doesn't mean you're done being a parent.
No.
Right? And then the other side of this is just mm-hmm. because something doesn't make sense to me, or mm-hmm. you know, I feel like, oh man, you're totally overreacting. I don't understand why you're that upset. It's just mm-hmm. your phone. It's not a big deal. You're going to be at work anyways. Doesn't mean that it's not a big deal for you.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're out there and you have a kid or a loved one who gets very emotional about certain things, and it's very stressful when things don't go the way that they have sort of planned out.
Yeah.
Just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean it doesn't make sense to them.
Yeah.
And would it be fair to say too, like, when you were kind of in the midst of all of this, mm-hmm. you weren't really even aware of how upset you were getting, or like how you were.
No, I wasn't.
Outside yourself for a little bit.
Yeah. I guess my emotions were kind of just going rent free when all this was happening. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize it until I was like too deep into it at that point.
So what did you learn from this whole experience?
I learned a few things.
Okay.
I have to be a little bit more... I have to work on controlling my emotions a little bit more. I'm not done with that, okay. obviously. I have to not let my emotions run rent-free in my head more often than not.
Okay.
And...
if you have a problem, you can always call.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's a big thing that I want you to take away from this.
Yeah.
Is that if you have a problem, you can always call.
Yeah.
You can always talk to me about it. I know you're going to be moving out soon, mm-hmm. and that'll be a whole nother episode that we'll kind of delve more into that in detail as we're learning new things now. Yeah. But you can always call.
Yeah.
We're always here for you. Even though you're grown up, we're always here for you.
I'm always going to call when I need some assistance. Because
not after 9.
Not after 9.
I'm kidding. It was a joke. It's like office hours, Kevin. You can call during office hours. I'm just teasing you. Thank you for sharing that. I think it's going to help a lot of people to just have some insight into how life works for some people. So yeah. I appreciate your honesty. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
I think you handled yourself very well. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Thank you for taking the time to share your story. I appreciate it. All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
You remember to say goodbye that time. Good for you. Before we go, I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and for all the support you guys have shown me over the last 7 seasons. I am so grateful and appreciative of each and every one of you. If you have found this useful or you just enjoyed listening, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever app you're listening to this on, or share it with your friends or whatever, it's a great way to support the show. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys can reach me at theautismdad.link. That's theautismdad.link. And we'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye.